We have a rare intergenerational humor opportunity. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've heard the latest on the southern ice cap.
Scientists warn that a large part of Antarctica is melting and cannot be stopped.
But the good news is that we have a 200-year grace period.
Sea levels could rise by 4 feet, but not before 2214.
And even then, according to the Internet's favorite astrophysicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson, it would not be the end of civilization.
No. In principle, we will survive it. It'll just be a really different world.
So he's saying that even if the politicians who think climate change is a crock turn out to be really wrong, in the worst case, this is a problem that's going to be faced by our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren's grandchildren. Right? I hope.
That's not how it works. The water shifts back and forth daily because of tides, and monthly to high, very high tide and very low tide. And if you combine all of that, the first water that's going to hit you is the water from a freak storm. That's how you first learn that your coastline is changing.
Well then, we should get busy right away. Here's what I'm thinking. You get a newspaper picture of that fractured Antarctic glacier and hold that in one hand, and get a sign that says climate change is a crock and hold that in the other hand, and then have someone snap a picture of you standing along the waterfront of a coastal city, seal the picture in a time capsule, and bury it on high ground. Future generations in need of a good laugh will thank you. Maybe sooner than you think. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.